the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Everybody's entertainers.
I said, where's Kevin?
Yeah, it's Mr. Frazier's neighborhood now.
Every day on The Insider, every Tuesday on the TJMS, Kevin Frazier with entertainment news. This morning, he is in New York. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Tom. I just actually touched down. I just hopped in a car. I'm headed to the city. I haven't upgraded to the iPhone 5 yet, so hopefully my 4S will keep us connected. But my Siri is still okay. But boy, is there lots going on. And one of the reasons I'm here, I just have to quickly mention about Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is on just a tear with his new book, Total Recall, out. And people, look, you can write a book and you can talk about your past affairs, but think about your family. Think about your ex-wife. And that's one of the things that Arnold has acknowledged, that, listen, I know this is hurting my family. I know this is hurting my ex-wife, but I want to tell the story. I want to get out there. I have to tell my story. Well, Arnold.
Yeah, why? Why do you have to tell it?
And make some money.
but he's not hurting for money. No, he doesn't need money. He is one of the biggest narcissists you will ever meet, because it's just all about him right now. And he's not, his daughter Catherine just said, I'm going to go dark on Twitter for a couple of days, because he admitted his kids are really struggling. Yesterday we talked to Brigitte Nielsen, and she talked about how she had a full-on affair with Arnold while they were on the set of Red Sonja. And he was living with Maria, and he went home after the movie and said, "Hey, Maria, I got to let you know, I had an affair." She still married him.
So there's culpability on both parts. Obviously, I do feel sorry for her, Kevin, but she knew what she was getting into. So it wasn't as if this was a big surprise, any of this.
There were other women, and that's the big deal, that there have been so many other women, and he's always been straightforward about how he just basically can't control himself, that he is spreading the Arnold love around. And
Boy, did he ever.
And he's not raising Joseph Baena, his son, with the nanny. He is actually just kind of in and out of his life, but he did say he's supporting him financially. So kudos for him supporting his children. Mm. Enough of Arnold. I will find Arnold today. I will have words with him. I also want to tell y'all, did you know that Showtime at the Apollo is coming back?
Yeah.
Isn't that exciting? We talked to Tony Rock. He's going to host the show. Talked to him on the set of Read Between the Lines. He is now on the show Read Between the Lines because, as you know, Tracy Ellis Ross left her character, is now taking a job in Los Angeles, so she's moving away, when in reality she got a pilot with ABC.
So Tony Rock is playing her part?
Well, now Malcolm is a single father, and Tony Rock is there as one of his buddies to help support him. So he'll be there, but more importantly, Jamie Foxx is helping bring back the Apollo. Tony will host, and Michael Bivins will be one of the panelists.
That's right.
It'll be exciting to see that. So many shows have stolen from the Apollo. Well, now the original is coming back in November. Can't wait for that.
Yeah, me too. All right. Every day on The Insider, check your local listings. Every Tuesday here on the TJMS, Kevin Frazier with the Entertainment Report.